The story of Jane Yolen and David Stemple of Hatfield, Massachusetts, is a long and mostly happy one. Good marriage, almost 40 years. Fine children and grandchildren, fulfilling careers. Jane Yolen has written more than 230 books for children. David Stemple, retired now, was a professor at the University of Massachusetts. But last January, they learned David had a tumor in his skull. In March, he began 7 weeks of radiation treatment, daily, Jane says, with time off for good behavior on weekends. I've known Jane Yolen since grade school in New York. She had a sense of humor then, too. Going with David for treatment each day, Jane began to write, not the warm and bright stories she's composed for young readers, but rather a series of poems marking the difficult process she and her husband were going through.
It felt like an eternity till we actually got started with radiation. And that's a metaphor, of course. And once you start into treatment as metaphor, I think the sonnets just came. Also, they were sonnets, not free verse, because it gave me a kind of strict parameters that I could work within. Nothing else was under my control.
Mm-hmm. And the structure of the sonnet, 14 lines, they have to rhyme, and the last two must be a couplet. So there was something.
That's right.
There was work you had to do.
Right. And it also meant that each evening, after everything was done and after he was all but put to bed kind of thing, I would go upstairs and think about the day. I never could think in terms of the next day or weeks or months. But I could manage a day, which also has its parameters.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of structure, knowing that at the end of the day there would be the sonnet, was something to get me through to the end of the day.
A poem a day during the 7 weeks of your husband's radiation. You call it the radiation sonnets. Give us a sample.
This is the very first one I wrote. And you can see how desperate I am. And you can also see that I'm looking to mythology to kind of locate myself. It's called A Promise to Eurydice.
Now remind us, please, Jane, about Eurydice. She was Orpheus's wife. He was a poet musician. She dies. He follows her back to the underworld, and he tries to make a deal to bring her back.
That's right. That's right. And it's the challenge to death that the poem is all about. Of course, A Promise to Eurydice. Do not go, my love. Oh, do not leave so soon familiar halls and rooms that know your touch. I want another April, May, and June. I want, oh, still the wanting is so much. What, 40 years gone by? Why need we more when those before us fill us both with dread? Oft times I see you staring out the door as though you're longing for the path ahead. We go then hand in hand into the deep, each day a visit to the blank machines. Those promises we made, we mean to keep by these mechanicals or other means. And if alone you chance that endless track, I'll bring you home without once looking back.
So the radiation begins. It is your husband David's treatment. I'm suspecting the poetry was your treatment.
In both treatment and cure, I think, for me. It was very healing for me, but it was also, it was my challenge that I could meet because I couldn't quite meet the other challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't give the radiation. We had food fights all the time because he needed to eat, but he didn't feel like eating. So what I could do was I could write these poems.
Yeah. Actually, you did a poem about the food fights. Could we hear that?
Yeah, I actually did five of them because it was such an ongoing battle. This is the second one. It's called Food War's Second Front. The war proceeds. The mines are laid. We glare across the battle lines, this deadly game that must be played of when and how the patient dines. I buy supplies. You bomb the best with careless strikes of scattershot. I try to tempt you with the rest. One day it's soup, the next it's not. And so I fill these warring days, oft eating both meals by myself. The fridge groans with its castaways. Good soldiers rot upon the shelf. The line between our troops now blurs. In war, we take no prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because he just was feeling too sick to be able to eat. Huh? He couldn't take it.
Yes, and also he was being radiated where his tumor was in his skull. They had to radiate down near the jawline, which meant that the saliva glands were gone. It meant that his taste buds had disappeared. And really, food didn't taste like food. It tasted like the worst possible kind of bile.
Mm-hmm.
So I would make him all these meals and say, do you taste it? Do you feel it? You know, is it good? And he would say, it tastes like garbage.
My goodness.
I'm sorry. I'll get it down if I can, but he couldn't.
Yeah, and so fighting to keep his weight on and keep the rest of him healthy,
that's right.
And nourished.
Right. That's right. And I'm a good Jewish mother, right?
So, so
I had to eat.
Yeah. How is David?
Well, his taste buds are back, not entirely, but he's eating. He's gained about 8 pounds in the last 3 weeks, which is good.
Oh, that's great.
My daughter says, every bit of weight he's lost, I've found. And I think I have, too.
Read us one more, will you, please?
Okay. This one is called April Fools, because I wrote it on April 1st, of course. To the outside world, we are April Fools, hoping for miracles, believing in none. Intellect, science, hard facts are our tools, which we will believe in till treatment is done. You have read up on cancers, medicines, the lot. I have queried doctors, acquaintances, friends. We know what there is and what there is not, all the alphas and omegas, beginnings and ends. And yet, when you are not aware, I have gotten down on my aching knees, offering up a non-believer's prayer. If there is a God, surely he, she accepts these. Foxholes. Airplanes, cancer makes us kin to those for whom prayer is the place to begin.
Oh, my. Thank you very much. Jane Yolen, with one of the radiation sonnets she wrote every day as her husband David was being treated for a skull tumor. Those sonnets are making the rounds now of various publishers. Jane Yolen is the author of more than 230 books for children, including Owl Moon and The Devil's Arithmetic. I wish you both the best.
Thank you.